Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Buyer and seller, beware. That's the caution from Kimberly Field with the Kentucky Ag Department regarding hay sales. Field helps coordinate the department's hay testing program and is aware of a few instances of scams.
I just want to caution everybody to be diligent. Check into where it's going or who you're getting it from. If you can, you know, get cash first. Just be diligent and do your research.
Most neighbors you know are trustworthy, but in difficult times, hay sales are often long distance. From either side, she suggests get a contract for that hay.
They get it back home, and then they go and feed it, and it's not what they purchased. By having a contract, you have a legal binding document. This is going to help you. Because I've had people actually call me up and say, hey, I bought what I thought was an alfalfa orchard, and I get it, and it tested only like 5%. And she had, you know, hardly anything to stand by. The gentleman wouldn't call her back. She couldn't get a hold of him. So she was out $1,500.
Like she said, be diligent, do your homework, get a contract.
Whether you have 10 bales or 1,000 bales, do everything you can to protect yourself.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
I'm that guy. The one who never finished high school, worked for a company that shut down. That guy who felt lost. Then I started free adult education classes. Saw an opportunity. Forget minimum wage. How about maximum wage? And now I'm that guy.
Text my job to 74700 for free Kentucky adult education skills U classes.
The more you learn, the more you earn.
Brought to you by this station and the KBA.
The State Ag Department's hay testing program says Kimberly Field is a real asset for farmers in this state. It's low cost and it gives a true value of a specific lot of hay. In that position, she says they also hear about some of the scams that occur, and she wanted to share one about unusual purchases of large amounts of hay.
They're calling and saying, hey, I want to buy your whole lot, and then I'll let you know when my truck driver is going to be there. So what happens, a truck driver will come up and they'll have a check for maybe $500 or $1,000 over the price that you agreed upon. So what they want you to do is cash that check, give the money back to the driver, and then they'll be on the merry way. Well, then they find out that the check is a fake check. So they're out their hay and they're out the money that they gave to the driver or whoever else is involved.
Like she said, buyer beware, seller beware. Be diligent and get a contract. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.